Okay, we're on Daf Ayin Aleph. I have to start. We're Ayin Aleph tonight. Okay, so if you remember, we were discussing that an Ariel, a coin who's an Ariel, can Ayin Aleph 71A, page 141. If you remember, yesterday we discussed that a coin who's an Ariel is not allowed to eat Truma. And so the Gemara says, how do we know this? So the Gemara was Machloket Tanaim. So the Tanur of Lezer says, we have Xerish Shabbos. It's Tosha Vesachir by Korban Pesach. It says Tosha Vesach here by Truma. So just like by the Korban Pesach, the Ariel can't eat the Korban Pesach, the Torah is Mefurish, full Ariel lo yochal bo, so too the Truma he can't eat. Okay? So, and then the Gemara mentioned that according to Rabbi Akiva, there was a different Levud. It says, Ishish me bit Israel, if Hutsaru ozav, but Kadashim lo yochal on a Shri Yitar. If anybody is a Kohen, is Tzaru or Zav, he can't eat the Truma. But ish ish is a double lashon, bimarba, even the Ariel. That's the way that Rabbi Akiva learned this. Okay, so we're on Ayin Aleph Min Aleph. We're around 10 lines down. So we're up to the word Sritha, the Mimenu. So the Gemara says, this is like cleaning up the Pesukim. The Gemara says, this is not directly relating to this Gemara, but it's Agav Orta. So the Gemara says, Mimenu, Mimenu, Lamali. What do we need Mimenu? It says three times, it says by the Korban Pesach Mimenu. So the Torah says, V'achura basar b'layla zeh. They'll eat the meat of the Korban Pesach of this night. They'll eat it roasted with matzah and maror. Then it says, Al toklu mimenu nava shel mevashel b'mayim. Don't eat mimenu from it. You know, so it is a miut. And then it says, So it says Mimenu three times by the Korban Pesach. So Mimenu Mimenu Lamali, with the Rabba Amar of Yitzchak. So this Gemara is really to a later daf, which is, let's say, Zainal, and Bezain Gimel. This will be Friday's daf, Mastama. So I look at Ayin Dalet Amin Aleph, 74a. 74a. So two lines of work, it's wide. So it says Amar Rabba Amar of Yitzchak, Lach Mimenu Pivei the Pesach. There are three Mimenus that are written by the Korban Pesach. Chad l'gufo, one is the Pasuk I needed for itself. In other words, the Torah says you'll eat the Korban Pesach matzah and maror. Then it says, Al tochlu mimenu nava shel mevashel. Don't eat the Korban Pesach partially roasted or boiled in water. So, but Mimenu, that's a din that only applies to the Korban Pesach. That doesn't do with the matzah and the maror. That's one. So Chad l'gufo. Then one Mimenu I need for Xer Shava. The Gemara a few lines earlier on Daf Ayin Dalet has Xer Shava with Master Sheni, and it says by Master Sheni, Lo Achalti Ba'oni Mimenu. I didn't eat in the state of Aninus Mimenu. So the Gemara learns Xer Shava, or this learning Xer Shava, just like an Ariel can eat Korban Pesach, an Ariel can eat Master Sheni. That's the second one. It says Chad Xer Shava. So this is talking about lavani takla essay that according to the Tanur of Yehuda, so you would get malkot for lav she'ein bo maaseh, but in other words, here the lav is don't leave it over till morning. But if you do leave it over till morning, burn it. So this is like a classic case of lavani takla essay. Don't do A. But if you violated, do B and fix up the situation. Don't leave it till morning. But if you leave it till morning, burn it. That's what the Torah says. So according to Tanur of Yehuda, he learns that normally you would get malkot, even though it's lav shein b'maase. But in this case, it's lav ani tekla esa, you don't get malkot. So he's learning from that extra mimenu. That's what he's learning. And then the Gemara says, the next line of the Gemara, the Gemara demarly came the boat for shein the straight plateau. So it's another time of the holds. Anyway, you wouldn't get malchut for that because Lashem Rabbah said. But he says it's you that when it says on Tarmin Rab Boker Ba'ish Tistrofu, it doesn't mean you'll burn it on Yantiv. You'll burn it on the first day of Chol Hamoed. So it was even the Korban Pesach the night of Yantiv. So he says Lotin Rab Boker on Tarmin Rab Boker. It says two Bokers. So you leave it over. In other words, if it's left over, in other words, you'll burn it on the second Boker. You'll burn it on the morning of Chol Hamoed. So that's what he's learning that Mimenu is teaching. So back to our Gemara. That was like a side issue. When you get to Friday's doc, we'll go over it more thoroughly. But anyway, turn back to Ayin Aleph Min Aleph. So the Gemara says, We have Rav on later on. Amar Rav Yitzchak. So Amar Mar. So earlier in the Brice that we quoted, Rabbi Kiva Omeri Notzara. So he said that we had two limudim. One Rebbe Lazar learned the Zera Shaba of Toshav Sakir and Toshav Sakir by Korban Pesach and by Truma. And then, so Amar Mar, Rabbi Kiva Omeri Notzara. Rabbi Kiva says, I don't need the Zera Shaba. So Rabbi Omer Ishi Yisur Rodin HaRail. The Pasuk says, Ifish Yizera Aharon, Utsaru Ozav. We just have this in the Parsha Shavuot last Shabbos. So a person saru or azav, he can't eat the trum. But it says ish ish, so he's learning the double lashon. And according to Rabbi Kiva, it's included in arel can eat truma. So he says ish ish. So I'm a mar. Rabbi Kiva married Sarah. Haril married ish ish to go to arel. So the Gemara says the aim of the Rabbi. There's a similar line of argument that we had in yesterday's Gemara. So the Gemara says, how did he figure that the element that's included in the prohibition is an arel? Maybe it's the rabbi ra'onin. Maybe a person in the state of aninus, in other words, he had one of his seven close relatives died that day, and then we said for dinim of kachim, you're an onin even after the kura, and it's machloka tanaim, whether that night's the rice or the rabbanan. But maybe it's to be marben onin, ishish, that even the onin can't eat truma. So I'm Rabbi Yosef Ruchanina, I'm our kra, behold zar. This is because zar lo yochal kodesh, means any zar can eat the truma. There's two psukim of zar. Zar damar to the chav lo anita. In other words, only a non-kohen is included in the proscription against eating truma, but not an onen. So I have a ribui and a miyud. When I say ribui, it's including in the prohibition, and a miyud excluding from the prohibition. So the ribui is ishish, and that I'm going to say is applying to the arel. And then I have the miyud. The Chozar, that I'm going to apply to the owner. So the Gemara says, Ema below Arela. He says, why can't it be the other way around? Why can't I say that the Mir is saying that the Arel is excluded from the prohibition? So the Gemara says, I give Ishish, but I have Ishish. Umara Itis. So how did you figure out you have a Ribui and a Mir, right? The Ribui is Ishish. Somebody else is getting included in the prohibition against eating Truma. Then I have the miut, which is the chozar. Somebody else is excluded from the prohibition against eating truma. So how did you? So the way we're figuring it out is ish ish is to include the arel. The arel is included in the prohibition, and the chozar is excluded in the onay. How did you figure out that's the ribui miut? Basically, the way around. Maybe the ribui is the onay is excluding from eating the truma, and maybe the arel is included with that he could eat it. So the Gemara says, and this is just similar to what we had yesterday. Yesterday, we had the same conversation. It was just the Gzera Shava and Bechol Zar. Now it's the Ishish and the Bechol Zar. Otherwise, it's the same thing. So the Gemara says, Mistabra, Arelet Havala Rabuye. So the Gemara says, if I'm going to include one of those two elements in the prohibition against eating Truma, i.e. Onen or Arelet, it's more logical that Arel is included in the prohibition. Shemazin Putim Devar Ha'evet. That's the mnemonic device for the elements that we're going to say in one moment. And the first one is who's her mindset. He's like he needs a whole mindset to get bris mila. So he's lacking, you know, a big piece. He says umas b'gufo. The mas is in his own body. But anosh karet, and it's a potential chi of karet. If he dies this way without having a bris mila, he's five karet. Yeshdal l'tnei dibur, and this mitzvah was given before matzah Torah. Umilat karab v'dav makhevet, and we know. The giving a bris mila to his sons and to his abadim holds back his ability to perform pesach. So for all of those reasons, we know that arelus is, you know, very chashav zach. So one of them, we're going to say, cannot eat truma. Arel seems like a good candidate. So the Gemara says, adraba, I need to have a little bit of peace. The Gemara says, I would say, pung paker, that if I'm going to exclude something, I'll exclude the onain. Why? He says, shekin yeshna b'chol sha'a, an onain can happen like at any time. In other words, a person's onain today, I mean, nobody's looking for it, but then, you know, tomorrow, next week, next month, he could be an onain again. He's got his seven relatives, he says, and the seven relatives is like, you know, brother, sister, so it could be brothers, sisters, you know what I mean? So he says, in addition to which, the aninus applies to both men and women, as opposed to. And again, let me go back. When we said the Yeshna B'chol Sha'a, in other words, with bris mila, you take care of it, it's finished. It's never happening again. Aninus, though, is capable of repetition. It can happen again and again. And then Aninus, Aninus is men and women. Arelus is only by men, by definition. And with Aninus, there's no way that he can fix up the situation on his own. In other words, with Arelus, you take care of it, but you can handle it. In other words, it's in your control. Here, it's not in your control. So the Gemara says, notwithstanding the foregoing, there are more elements of gravity by Arelus that leads us to believe that Arelus is included in the prohibition as opposed to Aninus. Let me just do a few lines, then I will pause, then we'll take questions. So the Gemara says, Rava Amar, lo hanach nefishin nami lo matzid amri. Rava says, setting aside the fact that Arelus is all these aggravating factors, aside from that, there's no way to flip the two. Why? He says, Amar kra ish ish. The Pasuk says, ish ish means zera aharon, sarua. What does ish mean? A man. So he says, Ezu devar shish no be ish, no be isha. So which element, as between Aninus and Arelus, which applies to a man and not a woman? Heavy Omer is Arelus. So Mela, that's Arelus. Okay, so Arelus, according to Rava, aside from the elements, it's got to be that Arelus is the thing to do with ish. Okay, let us just review, then we will take questions, and we'll see where we go. So again, we've been discussing, the Mishnah taught us that a kohen who's an Arel cannot eat truma. And we mentioned yesterday, it's Machloket, Rashi, and Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rashi, even if he has a good reason why he's an Arel, he can't eat truma, as in his brothers died. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, if he's got a good reason, he could eat the truma. That was the Machloket Rishonim. But then we mentioned that this Machloket between Reb Lezer and Reb Yekiva, how do I know that an Arel is not allowed, who's a Kohen, cannot eat Truma. So according to Reb Lezer, there's a Gzeir Shava. It says Tosha V'Sachir by Korban Pesach. It says Tosha V'Sachir by Truma. So I know by Korban Pesach, I can't eat, that Arel can't eat Korban Pesach. So it says by Truma, the same thing, and I carry it over. It's like sets up the telephone line. And then Rabbi Akiva says, I don't need that whole limit. I don't need the Shtik Torah with the Gzeir Shava. The pasuk says, "Ish ish mizera aharon tsaru ozav akarashim lo yochal." If he's tsaru or ozav, but ish ish is marva. Even the arel, he can't eat it. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything that I did so far?
First of all, regarding karet, this concept of karet yomi, no? So you said it only happens if you don't do the people at the end of your life.
Yeah, I think
that every day.
Well, there's a machlok to be shown him about this when you're chayav karet, but one way of thinking is that you're chayav karet at the end of your life, right, if you haven't done it. Right. It could be there's another tzad may say the other way, but anyway, but that okay. Would have.
Also, aninut. Nowadays, aninut is in your hands. In other words, nowadays, once you bury the person,
no, again.
Sound familiar?
Okay, yeah. Fern asked this last night, but I'm going to go over again today, okay? There's a different din aninus by Avelus and a different din aninus when it comes to kachim. So by Avelus, you're an onain until the kura takes place. Put that aside. When we talk about kachim, even after the kura, you're an onain. So according to some opinions, till nightfall, and then at nightfall, it's on a drabanan level, and according to other opinions, even at nightfall, you're still an onain on a deraisa level. Okay. What? Any other questions, comments, or thoughts, Rafi? What do you got for me? Wait. Then I'll get to you, Fern. What? What would the connection be? In other words, I understand that Aaron had two sons who died, but the Torah is saying ish ish, who's a tzarur azav, shouldn't eat truma. So what do I do with the two brothers died? It doesn't seem to, okay. All right, wait, let me get to Fern. And okay. Fern, what do you got for me?
Thank you. Just the Lav Hani Takla essay.
Yeah.
In other words, if you don't burn it, are you then subject to Malkot? Or because it's a Lav Hani Takla essay, you get a pass anyway?
Yeah. So since it's a Lav Hani Takla essay, you don't get Malkot. That's an exception. If it's a Lav Hani Takla essay, you don't get Malkot.
Even if I didn't fix it.
Right. Since it's
got
capable.
It. Okay. Fix,
but there's a machloka tanayim where this is a lab that doesn't have a maisa. So there's machloka tanayim with your chai malko bichlal for lab she'in b'masa. We usually say that you're not chai malko unless lab she'ish b'masa. See, here it says don't leave it over. That's like a passive avera. I left it over. Like typically, the more typical case is don't steal. But if you stole.
And then shavar aveda.
Okay, I got to move on.
Okay, thanks. Okay,
please forgive me, Daniel. I need to move on. Okay, so let's go on further in the Gemara. Now, let's take a look. Okay, now again, so for Rabbi Akiva, I Tosha B'Sachir my Avdei. So we said we had Tosha B'Sachir by Korban Pesach, and then we had Tosha B'Sachir by Truma. So we ended up saying that Tosha B'Sachir by Truma, that I needed, right? One was to teach me that even like the Nirsa and the Eved for 6 years, they can't eat Truma. But if you remember, the Tosha B'Sachir by the Korban Pesach, that was Mukhna, that was totally superfluous. And then we learned the Gzeres Shava. But Rabbi Akiva isn't learning the Gzeres Shava. So for Akiva, Hai Tosha B'Sachir, my obviously, what does he do with those terms, Tosha B'Sachir? He has superfluous terms in the Torah. What does he learn from it? Typically, it was like Gemara says this one learns this one. That's what the Gemara says. So Amar Rav Shemaya, Atuya Ar Ravimahu V'Givanimahu. So Shemaya says that this is teaching me that even if there's an Arab who has a bris milah, or a Givoni who has a bris milah, some say Gavuni, Rashi says here in Givoni, he says a nation, he says, Shem Uma Shemolinat's one nation that gives bris milah. The Givonim, you know, Lechora, the people who made the bris with Yoshua, but here he says a nation that has a bris milah. Anyway, but the point is, non-Jews have a bris milah. So it's teaching me that they cannot eat Korban Pesach. So the Gemara says, Bani Mulin, and who, even if they have a bris, would we view them as people who have a bris? In other words, the Gemara is going to say, it's definitional. It was Arel means a non-Jew, and a Mahul means a Jew. That's what the Gemara wants to say. He says, V'hatsnan, we learn the Mishnah of the second Nedarim, which is coming up in Daf Yomi, just two Masechta from now, Tsubas and then Nedarim. It says, Konam Shini Nene La Arelin. Mutar by Reli Israel about Surbule of Big Top. Konam is one of the kinuyim. In other words, it's like a short form for a neder. So Konam means like to be like korban, prohibited to me. Konam shinin la raven. In other words, he's not going to get any hana from Arelim, so he's allowed to get hana from Areli Israel. So if a Jew doesn't have a bris milah, when he's not Arelim, he means non. We're not going to get benefit from non Jews. So if there's an Areli Israel, he's not included in that neder. But conversely, if it's a goy who has a bris milah, he's prohibited there. Konam shni nena lulin. The person takes neder, the konam, it should be critical like a korban. He says that he's getting enough from the people who have a bris milah, mutar bulei of the kav. So he can get benefit from non-Jews of bris milah, basur b'arele Yisrael. So the word takes it that it doesn't get off the ground to think that the fact that the non-Jew might have a bris milah, that he could eat the korban pesach. Ella, Latri Gir Shamal below Tabal, the Kanshalot of Shubahu. The Gemara says that he's going to learn the term Tosha B'Sachir by Korban Pesach, that it says that Tosha B'Sachir cannot eat the Korban Pesach. That's to include a Gir Shamal below Tabal, a convert who had bris milah, but he hasn't yet immersed in a mikvah, and a Katan Shalot of Shubahu, and a Katan who was born without a bris, without an orla, I should say. The Kesavar, this is within Rabbi Akiva. The Kesavar, Tzrich Latif Menu Dambrit. In other words, Rabbi Akiva holds that if he's born without a orla, he still has to do a Hakafat Dambrit. So
which one is it?
That's me. Is the mic by this? All right, take a look. The Kesavar, Tzrich Latif Menu. So Rabbi Akiva holds, let's focus. So Rabbi Akiva holds that you have to do Hatapa Dam Brit. Okay, so again, the term Tosha B'Sachir, Rabbi Akiva is going to learn, it teaches me that even if you're a convert or had a bris milah but no tefillah, he can't eat the Korban Pesach. And or it holds that the Katan was born without an orla, he still can't eat the Korban Pesach because he has to have a Hatapa Dam Brit. Reb Lezer, he used the term up. He can't use it for that. For Blazer Tame the Amar, Ger Shemal below Tabal, Ger Mal. The Tan Reb Lezer holds, he had a bris milah. Even though he didn't do tefillah, he's still considered a ger. In other words, so he could eat the Korban Pesach, according to Reb Lezer. And he also holds, if a katan is born without an orla, he doesn't need Hatapat Dambrit. Now, let me just finish up the piece, and we'll take questions. Okay. Reb Lezer, hi Ishi. So the question is, what does Rabbi Akiva do with Tosha B'Sachir So we answered. Rabbi Akiva learns that these people, you know, the Ger and the Noel and Mahu can't eat Korban Pesach. And Reb Lezer holds they can. Now, Reb Lezer, what does Reb Lezer do with Rabbi Akiva's drasha? It says, Ishish mizera aron. It's repeating the word Ishish. So he says, Dibur Torah klashon b'nei adam. He holds the Torah speaks the way people talk. And that's the way people talk. Ishish. In other words, that's a manner of speaking. Okay. Questions, comments, and thoughts. Let's go. Kona means something that's going to be prohibited like a korban. So in other words, he's saying, if he says, he's making a konam on a railing, whatever the code, I'm not going to eat hana from a railing. So it means, even if I have a Jew who's an Arael, he could get benefit from him. I mean, even if there's a non-Jew who has a bris milah, he can't get benefit from him. Because the Arael, by definition, means a non-Jew. That's what we're saying.
The Pasuk says, kol arelo echad bo, we're not saying a Jew or not Jew. We're saying that.
So let's go back. So the Gemara said that... that we were trying to say that Arabi Mahul and Gibboni Mahul, the Goyim who have a bris nila, the Goyim who have a bris, maybe they could eat the Korban Pesach. That's what it means. So maybe a non-Jew who has a bris nila could eat the Korban Pesach.
Okay.
So the Gemara is saying, no, that doesn't, I wouldn't even think such a thing, because Arael, by definition, means a non-Jew. So Inachana means somebody who doesn't have a bris nila, but it means certainly a non-Jew can eat the Korban Pesach.
Based on that definition, a Jew that is an Arel should be able to eat it.
No. Let's go back.
Saying not only a non-Jew, but also a Jew without a Korban.
All right. So the Torah says, "Kol Arel lo yochal bo." So if it's a Jew who has a bris mila and doesn't have a bris, he can't eat the Korban Pesach. But I have a lima, Toshav Sachir. Toshav Sachir can't eat the Korban Pesach. So who else can eat the Korban Pesach? So the Gemara thought maybe it means like this Arabi Mahul, an Arab who has a bris mila, maybe it's coming to teach me that he can't eat the Korban Pesach, even though he has the bris mila. So the Gemara is saying, no, an Arabi Mahul, he's always an Arel. I have to keep moving. Please forgive me. It's just I can't spend the whole day just with these discussions. They're all interesting, but we have to, you know, allocate our time. Okay, let's keep moving with the Gemara. Okay, so we're around 8 lines above where we get wide on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, "By Rav Chaim Bar Ukva, Rav Chaim Bar Ukva posed the following question: Katana Reel Mal Sukul B'Shemim Shel Truma." So again, we said that an Arel who's a Kohen cannot eat Truma; he's out of the Parsha from it. So what about a Katan Arel? Let's say it's an infant who's an Arel, you know, and let's say he's a Kohen. Can he be anointed with Shemen Truma? In other words, he's younger than 8 days old. Can we anoint him with the oil of Truma? In other words, so let's take a look back to the Gemara. Arei l'chlobizmana ma'akva. Do we say that inachinim is arel, but it's like premature, but it's still ma'akev, olo ma'akva? So Arab Zera Tashma. So Zera's going to try to bring a proof. Ainli alamidu zakara b'shad asiya, but b'da b'shad achiva. So the psukim by the Korban Pesach say as follows. It says, one pasuk says, he mo lo kol zachar, all the male members of his house have the bris mila, ba'az yikrav la'asoto. Yikrav la'asoto means he can shech the Korban Pesach. So, he mo lo kol zachar, ba'az yikrav la'asoto. So, one point is the shechita, and all the zacharim have to be a bris mila. Another pasuk says, by the Eved, it says, The person has an Eved, he has to give it a bris to him, and then he can eat the Korban Pesach. So let's go slowly. So I have a chiv, one pasuk is speaking about his sons. And that's by the Asiya, which is the Shechita. By the Shechita, I have to have it. And then it's talking about the Eved, in order to eat the Korban Pesach, I, the master, have to, in other words, I can't eat the Korban Pesach, so this is my Eved as a bris. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Arav Zer Tashma, Ein li elamid zacharav b'shad Asiya. I only know from the Pesukim that I have to, you know, give a bris meal to my sons at the time of Asiya, the time of the Shechita, the Korban Pesach, v'avada b'shad achila. My Abadim, at the time that I eat the Korban Pesach. How do I know that I need my sons to have a bris mila in order for me to eat the Korban Pesach, and my abadim to have bris mila in order to shech the Korban Pesach? He says, "Kamalomar az the Zayr Shava." Says az yochalbo. So then you have a Zayr Shava. So now the Gemara says, "B'shleim abadam mashkachat lo, yidnau b'shad achila b'tlam b'shad asiya." So the Gemara says, I can understand. So in other words, I have like sort of like two hurdles to get over: shashchita and shkat achila. So, and I have the pasuk teaching me each one. So the Gemara says, "B'shleim abadam mashkachat lo, yidnau b'shad achila b'tlam b'shad asiya." I can visualize a case where I have an Eved who doesn't have a bris mila at the time of Achila, but it's not an issue at the time of the Korban Pesach. Gon is of Ninu Beni Beni. Let's say I purchased the Eved on Erev Pesach after the Shechita, but before the Seder. So then I would have an Eved not at the time of Shechita, but I'd have an Eved at the time of Achila. So that's the case. El Zacharav did not b'shar Achila, but now b'shar Asiya, heichi mashkach alo. How can I have one of my sons b'shat achila, that was not an issue b'shat shkita? In other words, the Torah is telling me that both the shat shkita and the shat achila, so it must be a case like that. So how do I have that? So lav t'yalud bein asil achila. Is it not the child was born on Erev Pesach after I shat the Korban Pesach, before I ate the Korban Pesach, and the Torah we think is telling me that even if I have a child who doesn't have a bris mila, and even though it's less than 8 days, that I can't eat the Korban Pesach. That's what we think. If that's the correct shot, so that would lead me to conclude that in Achinami, a child is called an Arel even before the Zman of a Bris Mila. He's called an Arel. So that would answer our question. So then according to that, the child can't smear the oil of Truma on the child. But that's what we're holding now with this proof. So Amarava, the third white line, Amarava, the Tispera, does that make sense? The Torah says, give a bris mila, and then the azik rav la'asoto, and then you'll shech the Korban Pesach. In other words, this child is not in a situation where you could even give a bris. In other words, it sounds like the Torah is saying, if you have an arel, you have to take care of something. He needs a bris, so give him the bris, and then remove the impediment. This child, I can't give a bris, it's too early for. So the Gemara gives a different shot. So the proof is going by the wayside, and we're moving to different shatim in the Brisa. So we're not resolving the question we asked about the child getting anointed with the oil of Truma, but we are tightening up the Brisa. So the Gemara is going to have a number of ways to explain the Brisa. The Gemara's case is that the boy was suffering from a fever, and the fever broke. So at the time the Korban Pesach was shechted, he was suffering from a fever, so he's not chayav to go forward with the bris mila. Then the fever breaks before nightfall, so now he's healthy. So the Gemara says v'neitiv leikol sheva. But if that's the case, wouldn't we give him 7 days? And from the time that his medical condition improves, doesn't he get 7 days counting from there? And now there's a question whether the words in parentheses belong here or not, but we'll just read it. Da'amar Shmuel pasto kamen avim leikol sheva. Shmuel says that if a child has a fever and then the fever breaks, so we do it as if he's born when the fever broke, and then we give him count 7 days going forward from there. The Avin Lake Bulshiva. So the Gemara says, meets, so in Akinami, so the Gemara says, the Avin Lake Bulshiva. So the Gemara says, no, the case is that the child had a fever. The child was born on the 7th of Nisan, and he had a fever going, and then the fever broke on the 7th day of Nisan. So the fever broke on the 7th day of Nisan. So the Gemara is thinking, now if I'm going to give him 7 days, so 7 days later would be Erev Pesach. So the Avin Lake Moshev, Nimali Misach, but why didn't we give him a bris that morning? In other words, like what are you saying? Like we should give him the bris before you do the Shechita Korban Pesach. So Bainan, turn page, May 8 Lay. We see 7 days, you get 7 days, May 8 Lay. So if the fever breaks at 12 noon, on the 7th day of Nisan, so he's not chayav in a bris mila until 7 days later, 12 noon, on Erev Pesach. And only then would he be chayav in a bris mila. So the Gemara says, Vahatani Luda, but Luda toward a brisa. The brisa says, Yom Havra'ato, Yom Hivaldo, that the day he becomes healthy is like the day he's born. So the count, my love, my yom hivado lo beinu meid la'eid. In other words, when a child is born, we don't make a count, you know, from the moment that he's born. In other words, day one counts the day he's born, even if he's born at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Af yom havra'ato lo beinu meid la'eid. So yom havra'ato is not that the meaning of the b'raisa is that when he becomes healthy, I don't need to make it exactly, you know, 12 o'clock, the way I said it, but 7 days later, we're going to say it's time for the bris. So he says, lo, adif yom habrato miyom yibado. No, the Gemara says that the day he becomes healthy is stronger than the day he's born. Dil yom yibado lo beinu meid leit. The day he's born, we're not going to do meid leit. Dil yom habrato beinu meid leit. But in atinami, with avra, we're going to do meid leit. So the case, so the Gemara types up the brisa. The case of the brisa is that the child was born, or the child had a fever, and the fever broke on the 7th of Nisan, let's say at 12 noon. And so we give him, the first thing we do is give him 7 days going forward. And we're not going to touch him for still 7 days, a complete 7 days go by. So until 12 noon on Erev Pesach, we're not going to do any bris milah. After 12 noon on Erev Pesach, now he's chayav in the bris milah. And that's the case that the Bryce is saying that I could check the Korban Pesach because I have no zakhar there, but to eat the Korban Pesach, I need to give him the bris milah. Let me do a few more answers. Then we'll pause, and then we will ask all our questions. Okay, now, Rapapa Amar, you want to kayuble any lianukov, itpach, beni ubeini. Rapapa says we're talking about a case where the medical condition was not as serious. It wasn't a fever, but he had a cave, his eyes hurt. I don't know if the fever, the eyes hurt, but you know, the child's eyes hurt, and then the eyes stopped hurting, you know, with the child. So then at that point, as soon as the eyes stop hurting, I give the bris milah. So I don't have to get onto the whole zah for 7 days, the whole thing. It means his eyes were hurting him, I was giving a bris. And then on Erev Pesach, the eyes stopped hurting, so now I can give him the bris. Now, Rava Amar, Pion Sheyu Avi V'imo Chavushim Beit Asurim. Rava says the case could be that it was a healthy child, but his parents were locked up in jail on Erev Pesach. So they had a shliach who shechted the Korban Pesach for them, but they're the only ones who are, you know, the obligation to give a bris milah is on the parents. And it's interesting, the Gemara says Aviv V'imo, and there are, you know, different, I think, diukim from that. But the point is, the people who were responsible for the bris milah were in jail. Then, so on Erev Pesach in the morning, they're in jail. Then they get released from jail in the afternoon. So now they're chayav to take care of the bris, you know, before they eat the Korban Pesach. Rav Kahana b'Rav Rav Nechemya Amar, Rav Kahana, son of Rav Nechemya, says that the case could be talking about where the child was a tumtum. You know, and anyway, so a tumtum means that the genitals are covered over with like a layer of skin. You can't see the genitals. So either it means that there's no obligation on the parents to rip it open, but then it got ripped open in the afternoon and they saw he was a male, or that you need a specialist to rip it open, and the specialist wasn't available. Then the specialist showed up in the afternoon, and he opened it up, and it turns out it was a male. So that would be the case where they're for the Korban Pesach, they checked it, but before the Seder, they need to give him a bris milah. Okay, now, last case here, and then we'll pause. Okay, Rav Shrevia Amar, don't show zero show, puts the prose door. So Rav Shrevia says the case is the child, Now the question, his head emerged. So the question is, would the head emerge from the womb into the vaginal canal or emerge from the vaginal canal outside? But whatever it did, the head emerged like 1 week before Erev Pesach. But the whole body never emerged from the mother. It sounds so strange, but so they couldn't give him a bris because the child was still in the mother inside, except the head. Is just one man saying, just wait for all the comments, questions, and thoughts, five lines, then we'll hear everybody. Okay, so Kigon, Shotzibro, Shokus, the prose door. So the Gemara says, so that case, then on Erev Pesach, after the Shech of the Korban Pesach, he comes out and has to give him a bris because he's been alive for a while. So the Gemara says, Umichai, would a child live that long? Bahatani, we learn in the Braisa. When a child comes, the Av Yirha Olam, Niftach Hasatum, that which was closed opens, meaning the mouth that was previously closed now opens to be able to eat and to breathe. He says, Benistama Patuach, that which was open like navel closes up. So it means in other words, if the mouth didn't open, so he couldn't live. So the idea being that now that like his head is outside, so you know, was one is habahatalia, like once the mouth opens up, so he's not getting nourishment from the placenta. But that's the way the Gemara is taking it. So could a child live like that? So the Gemara says, some want to say it doesn't mean food, it means like it's breathing, whatever, but hakamayaskinan don't desante. The Gemara says, the case is, he was living off of fever. The Gemara learns, when you have a fever, so you're able to live, even though you're not eating. He says, so ishtadaban, whose fever? Ilema ishtaday, if we say it's the fever of the child, ihaki kul shiva boy. So then, if that would be the case, so for 7 days he would need to have the so it means that he requires 7 days recuperation, right? We said that if you're ill, if you have a fever, we give you the 7 days recuperation. So if he's got the fever, he's still got another 7 days to go. So let's see back in the Gemara. So he says, so Ilam Ishta the day, Ihaki Kul Shiva boy, Ella Dzanta Ishta the Ime. He was like, the mother had a fever, and that was what was supporting him. All right, but Ibai Nema, Hanimile Hechad Lo Ma'ave. Or else I could say that we say he can't live, it means that's not, it's not crying. Well, Hechad Ma'ave, Bechichai, then he would live. Okay, let's just summarize what we did, and then we'll go on. So the basic idea we were asking is, if I have a Kohen who is an Arel, Kohen who's an infant, can I anoint him with the Shemen of Truma? That was the question we said. So the Gemara tried to bring a Raya from the Brisa that it came out, we thought the Brisa was saying that if I have a child that was born on Erev Pesach and I don't give him a bris, he's an Arel, I can't perform Pesach. So if that would be shot in the Brisa, so then in Hakinam, you would not be able to get the benefit from the Shemen of Truma. So the Gemara says that pshat in the Brisa doesn't make so much sense because there's nothing he can do if it's less than 8 days old. So the Gemara left away that pshat. We never resolved the question, but the Gemara gave a number of different pshat in the Brisa. So among the pshat we had in the Brisa were, A, the child broke out with a fever on the 7th of Nisan, and then the fever broke on the 7th. Son. The 7th of Nisan, the fever broke. So we give him 7 complete days from the 7th of Nisan, and then 7 days later, then we do the bris. But let's say the fever broke at 12 noon. So we're not going to do the bris, the least broken. That's the one shot. Then the second shot we said, Rapapa said that he was ill, but wasn't that ill. He had like a pain in the eyes, like a your field, Daniel. And the ipak pain in vain. So the morning of Erev Pesach, he's got pain in the eye. So he's not chayav to do bris milah, not going to do the bris milah, so they brought the korban pesach. Then his condition improved. Now we have to give him a bris. Then Rava said that the case could be that his mother and father were in Beit Asurim. So the parents were in jail on Erev Pesach. They had a shliach that was shechting korban pesach for them, but there was nobody to take care of the bris because they're the ones who are, you know, charged with giving a bris for the son, and then they got released. So that's the case. They have to give a bris before the nightfall. Then Rav Kahana said, case could be where the child was a tumtum, meaning that his genitals are covered by a layer of skin, and then either that there's no chiv to open up the tumtum, or there is a chiv, but you need a specialist to do it. That's the way that they said the Archbishop said the Rashba holds that way. And then when they got specialists to open up, then they discovered that he was a male. So he said that Refrevia says the case is that his head exited the crow's door, so the clock began running on his life. Because once his head crowns, he's considered to be born, but they weren't able to give him a bris because the body was still in the mother's body. And then until he emerged, then that was the way that went. Then the Gemara got into a whole shock of a tour. Would he live that way? And the Gemara ended up saying that either the mother had a fever, so he's living that way, or if he's crying, then he would live that way. Okay, who's had questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far?
I have a question.
Okay, let me get Robert, then I'll get you, Daniel. Okay, go ahead, Robert. Nice to have you.
Nice to be here. How could a Kohen be uncircumcised? I thought if a male is not circumcised, they're excluded from the Jewish people.
Okay. So there's two ways he could be uncircumcised. Okay, we've been discussing this for a while, but with Rashi said in the Mishnah, his brothers died from Bris Milah. So he had one, but we had in the Gemara as well. So you have Reuben brother, he gave him Bris dead. Shimon brother gave him Bris dead. So Levi, now he's not obligated to give a Bris because we go like Rebbe for this halacha, that there's a chazaka with two. So he's a firm Kohen, but he's an Arel. Or it could be that the other way would be that he's just not that firm, and nobody was firm in the family to give him a Bris. But anyway, that's that. Okay, now, Dana, what's up with you?
First of all, I mean, you brought that point. How do you know that the child has pain in his eyes? He can't verbalize it.
I assume that he's rubbing his eyes, doing whatever.
Based on that, you do not do a Brit Milah because it's going like that.
You're the ophthalmologist. So tell me, Dr. Kodadarian, how would you tell?
They say that it is. Yeah, because they say it is Sikun Ever.
Okay.
And also regarding...
Michael says the red eye. Go ahead.
If the head comes out.
Right.
I mean, don't we say that if the head comes out, isn't that the beginning of the birth?
That they said he's born. So the clock begins running, but his body, the bris is in the mother's body. We can't give him a bris yet.
Also, if the parents are in the jail, don't we say the Bet Din has now the chiyu for that?
Well,
they're in jail. He's an anu. Somebody else.
I don't know.
And also, the bris relies on the 8th day, not the 7th day. So when it comes to the
bris, and it means like 7 days and then the bris. That's what it means. Okay. Now,
so the oil.
We didn't resolve it. So Tosos took it. That I think Tosos took it that you could. That's what the Bali Tosos took it, but we didn't resolve that question. Okay, yeah, go ahead. Then I have to move on. Go. So let's say the head came out, and then the whole body came out on Erev Pesach. The head came out. Now time goes by. Now on the more than 7 days go by. Now on the 8th day, the whole child's born. So now I see it's a male child. Okay. Now let's go. I have to move on. Please. I need to move on, everyone. Okay. Please. Now let's look back in the Gemara. Everybody with me? Okay. Now I'm a Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. So we're midway down the column on page 142, Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, 71b, where the asterisk is. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Bana, Arel Mekabel Hazah. So now he's on a different issue. If a person's an Arel, he's uncircumcised, can he get Hazah? Hazah is the sprinkling with Mechatat. So simple pshat is just to say that Arel is the type of tumah being in the state of Arelos. But can I get tahara with the mechatat of a manarel? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel Bana Ariel Mekabel Hazah. So Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Bana in Achinami, Ariel can get hazah. Shekin matzinu ba'avoteinu, shekiblu hazah shin arelim. We see that our forebears, the Jewish people, received hazah when they were arelim. Shneamar ba'amalu b'nei Yarden ba'asur la'chodesh harishon ba'asara. So Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden in time of Yehoshua ben Nun. On the 10th day of Nisan. Now, he says, now, if you remember, they didn't get Bris Milah when they were in the Midbar. The Gemara explained there was a Ruach Sfoni and other things, but they weren't doing Brisin in the Midbar. So now they cross into Eretz Yisrael, and now they're going to bring the Korban Pesach in a few days. So he says, they didn't get a Bris Milah on the 10th of Nisan because they're exhausted from the trip. But Hazah, so they could get a Bris, let's say, on the 11th of Nisan. But Hazah, Emet Avidlu, when are you going to do the Hazah for them? In other words, we're also assuming that not only were they a Reilim, but they're also Tmei Meitim, because when they're in the Midbar, the older generation kept dying off, and the Tmei Meitim. So Hazah, Emet Avidlu. Lav Kshein Arelim. Don't we do the Hazah? Didn't they do the Hazah when they were still in the state of Arelos? So again, the question is, can I do Hazah for a person who's an Arel? So the Gemara says, look, the people in that generation were going to bring Korban Pesach. And Korban Pesach you bring on the 14th day of Nisan. They're crossing the Yarden on the 10th of Nisan. And they're still Arelim. So they're going to be out of Arelos maybe at the earliest on the 11th day of Nisan. But I need Hazah. there's a process on the third and seventh day of the Tara process. So I'm going to have to do the Hazaa when they're still Arelim. Otherwise, not getting off the ground. They're not going to be Tahor in the time for Pesach. So the Gemara says, V'dilma lo avod Pesach klal. So the Gemara says, maybe they didn't bring a Korban Pesach that year. And then, just a reminder, they brought the Korban Pesach the year they left Egypt, and they brought the Korban Pesach the following year, and then they didn't bring a Korban Pesach for 38 years. So let's please remember our rules. Wait till I finish, then ask all your questions. Take out a pad, bring a pen, write down all the questions, and then I'll pause. So the Gemara says, V'dilma lo avod Pesach klal. Maybe they didn't make a Korban Pesach at all that year. So the Gemara says, "Lo sakadaitach." I wouldn't think such a thing. Tichtiv by Asura Pesach. The pasuk says beforeash that they did make a korban pesach that year. So we think we have a proof that you can indeed that they get hazah when you're arelus. So Makif Lamar Zutra, the Gemara Pesach Ababatuma Haya. So Marzutra says, "Look, even if they made a korban pesach that year, maybe that was Pesach Ababatuma. We know that when most Sibur are Tmei Meitim, then we bring the pesach in a state of tuma. So the fact." That they brought Korban Pesach doesn't mean that they would retire themselves that year. Maybe everybody was Tameh. So Amalei Ravashi, Tani Behedya, Ravashi says we learn a Braisa that learns explicitly, Ma'alu v'tavlu v'asuk t'shein v'tara. The Braisa says they got a bris mila, they did tefila, and they brought the Korban Pesach that year in a state of Tahara. So the Braisa is Mefuris, they brought the Korban Pesach in a state of Tahara. So Amar Rav Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav. Okay, so that's that piece. Now, what do you want to ask, Rafi? All right, look at that. Look more ahead what you had to say. Okay, so take out the pad, keep the pen, take the pen, and then we'll do it. Okay? So now let's go further in Gemara. Now, I'm a Rav or Yitzchak, I'm a Rav. Odinna Priyat Mila, the Avram Avinu. He says, now, with a bris mila, there are different parts, right? There's the mila, which is cutting the foreskin. Then there's the priya. Priya, there's a small membrane underneath the skin, which is scraped away. That's the priya. And then there's metzitza, is where the sucking out the blood. Those are the three elements in a bris. So the Gemara says, I'm a Rabbi Yitzchak, I'm a Rav, lo nina priya mila le'Avram Avinu. So Rav says, the mitzvah priya wasn't given to Avram Avinu. Shenemar ba'ida hei amar shema Yeshua selachar kavotzurim. And here the Gemara quotes the beginning of the Pasuk, but oftentimes the end of the Pasuk. And he says, Shuv Molah B'nai Yisrael Sheni. Go back and give a second bris mila to Klal Yisrael. So we're taking, again, the Jews were in the Midbar. So the people who were under 20 had a bris mila in Egypt. And they're still coming through. That even the people who had a bris mila still need to get more. They need to have Priya because they weren't getting Priya because that's coming after Matan Torah. So he says, so the Gemara says, B'dilma Hanat Lomahu. Maybe it says, maybe he means that the people didn't have a bris mila get a bris. So when it says, Shuv mol b'nei Yisrael sheni, maybe it's talking about people didn't have a bris. So he says, Imkain, my shuv. What is the word shuv? Like go again and repeat the bris mila. So the Gemara is taking that it's a raya that you have a mitzvah of priya. Now, Elo lav la priya. So is it not that it's alluding to the mitzvah of priya? So umay sheinit, then what do I need sheinit? And shuv means go again. And what am I learning from the word sheinit? La'kushay sof mila l'chila mila. To make a hakesh between the end of the mila process and the beginning of the mila process. Mila is just cutting the foreskin. He says, ma'at chilat mila ma'akevet, which is like the beginning of the mila is like you're cutting off like the skin part, you know. He says, ah sof mila ma'akin bo, that the end of mila, like the little pieces of skin that are left at the end are also ma'akev. Ditnan, because we learned in the Mishnah, Elohim tzitzin ha-ma'akev in the mila, these are like the pieces of skin that are ma'akev in the mila, basar chofem et rov ha'atara v'inochel b'trumam. If it's flesh and it covers most of the corona in circumference, you can't eat truma. Amar avita v'item rabbi yirmi bra'ab amarab basar chofet rov gova shalatara. It means even if it doesn't cover most of the circumference, but there's a piece of skin that goes like to the height of the corona that would also evacuate the person from eating truma. Now the Gemara says midbar my tamalamahu. Why did they not get a bris mila when they were in the midbar? So ibay neimishul chulsha de orcha. I could say just exhaustion, like they're too tired, too worn out, and was like physically not ready for it. Top line and ayin beis of an aleph. Ibay neimishul nashit b'ruach tzvoni. Or I could say because there's no northerly wind. northerly wind, it's like a healthy wind, and so for Rafu it helps you. He says, Rashi says, Nocha lo chamo lo sinena, hot, not too cold, the chamaz zaraka, the sun shines. So the Gemara says, the Tanya, Kotan Arban Shana, Shayusta Bamidbar, along the 40 years the Jews were in the Midbar, Unashkalahem Ruach Tzponi. The Ruach Tzponi never came. My time, why didn't they get a Ruach Tzponi when the Midbar? Either they were Nitzufim for the Masei Egel, in other words, they were rebuked, like, in other words, like on the outs, because the Masei Egel, someone has said because of Meraglin. He says, but Yibai Neima, Deloni Badur Anei Kavod, or they had the Anei Kavod, they didn't want, Hashem didn't want the Anei Kavod to, like, disperse. If the Ruach Tzponi comes, they'll disperse the Anei Kavod, the clouds of glory. Amra Papa, Hilkach, Yoma De Iva, if it's a cloudy day, Yoma Chuta, or a day with a southerly wind, the southerly wind is bad wind. He says, that's the worst of all the winds. He says, it's like a maybe cold day. Loma Halinan Bay, we don't give a bris mil on those days. Loma Sokrinan Bay, we don't let blood on those days. But in the Dashu Barabim, but now today that everybody does it, Shomer Payim Hashem. Hashem guards simple people. So today we do it. All right. Who's got questions? Wait for the questions and we'll finish. Go ahead.
How are they going to be covered by the 15th? They need a 7th and 7th.
In other words, they're going to begin the Torah process. That's the point. Before. That's the point. When they're Arelim, they're going to begin the process before the crossing the yard. Okay. No, so it means that there was a mitzvah bris milah given to Avraham Avinu. But the mitzvah of Avraham Avinu is just to cut the orla. And then there were other dinim given at Har Sinai to us that weren't given to Avraham Avinu. All right. Okay, well, Daniel's asking a question, then I'll take a question with Cyber World, and then stick around. I want to discuss something quickly. Go ahead.
Hashel Atara means the majority of.
Here, heads up, Sue. Okay. So, here, watch. Okay. Okay. All right. Everybody watching? All right. We have a demonstration. Please. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. This is the Aver. Okay. Please. Okay. This is the Aver. Okay. Everyone with me? Okay. Okay. This is the Aver. Okay. 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 This is the Aver. Okay. So now he's cutting off the Orla. He's cutting off the Orla. Now, with the Orla, you could have a piece going around the circumference, which definitely passes it, or that's cut off, but I can have a piece that goes till the tip, and that also passes it.
So even in one area, but that's rove, it's the entire thing?
In a rove of the length or rove of the circumference. Exactly. Okay.
How much time?
Okay, what?
What? I just want to. How much time was between. Are you asking me what?
Say again, I can't hear you.
How much time between the Chet HaEgel and the Chet HaMeraglim?
So that was just a few months. No. The Chet HaEgel was the summer right after they left Egypt, and the Chet HaMeraglim, that was.
The following year?
No, the following year is the Chet HaMeraglim, right. Okay. All right. All right. Now, let me just end. Let me just go. One second.